This is what the image looks like after it's been rendered. And you can see that it does render some of the details, like the face, the eyes, and the skin and muscle tone works out pretty well. However, it doesn't render any hair, so that has to be added in yourself in another program, or you can take an actual face off of a photograph and replace this head with that, and that's what we're going to do a little later on. But first, the next thing we need to do is to export this rendered file so we can take it into Photoshop. And I'd like you to go up under File, pull down to Export, and select Picked.